2.27.
Day 2, 5 p.m. Jenny drives back to Henry's house. She's bought food to cook for dinner. She leaves the food on the table and looks for Henry.
Henry? Henry?
Henry doesn't seem to be there, so she phones him.
This is Henry Walker. I'm afraid I can't take your call at the moment. Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, Henry. It's Jenny here. I just wanted to let you know everything went fine. I got my car and I'm back home. Remember, I'm making dinner. See you soon. Oh.
She notices some books on the floor and picks them up and puts them away. She then phones Luke.
Hi, Luke. It's Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. What's up?
I just wanted to apologize for running off this morning.
You really don't need to. I should apologize, actually. It's going to take me longer than I thought to unlock your computer. It's like there's an extra security code or something.
That's really weird.
Don't worry. I'm sure I can crack it.
I just have no idea how it got there. Ah, hang on.
What is it?
My suitcase has arrived.
Hey, that's great.
Oh, look at that. The lock's broken.
Must have been the baggage handlers.
Well, at least it's back.
So, how's Uncle Henry?
He isn't here. I called him, but he didn't answer.
He probably went for a walk. He often does that. He thinks about his research and stuff.
Well, I hope he's back in time for dinner.
He will be. He's always on time.
Yeah, Rob told me Henry's very punctual.
Unlike Rob.
Exactly.
Is that the jet lag catching up with you?
Yeah, I'm pretty tired.
You should have a nap. Don't worry. I'll get this computer working as soon as I can.
Thanks, Luke. See you later.
Bye.
Jenny sits down on the sofa and turns on the TV. But soon she closes her eyes and falls asleep. The TV is still on. Just to the left of the
grid. Now for the news in your area.
Jenny suddenly wakes up. She's been asleep for almost 4 hours.
Oh no! Dinner! Henry? Henry? That's strange.
Jenny phones him again.
This is Henry Walker. I'm afraid I can't take your call at the moment. Please leave your message after the tone.
She then glances at the TV.
The victim of last night's assault at Heathrow Airport has been named as Andrew Page. Mr. Page is a research scientist from Oxford. Police believe he was attacked as he left the airport. He is now in hospital in a critical condition. Police are appealing to anyone who may have seen Mr. Page to contact them immediately. Mr. Page had just returned from New York, where he was conducting research on renewable energy.
Oh my gosh! Andrew!
Jenny picks up her phone and dials.
Hi, Jenny.
Rob, I need to talk to you.